Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Great to be back. Back here on USA Radio, Mike Lindell TV, done for the day. But great to be done with my very first show with Mike Lindell TV. I heard it went great. I heard from them it went great, from their control room and from their top executives. And I've also heard from so many of you. As a matter of fact, I probably have about 50 emails waiting, and I just kind of stabbed at one. Paul says, "Hi, Wayne. I think I recognize your bookcase. All you need now is to bring Bubba, your dog, on TV. Otherwise, you're hitting one home run after another. Thanks for everything." That's a good idea. I think we should do next on Mike Lindell a dog bed infomercial with me and Bubba. I like it. I think that'll work. We'll sell the dog beds for Mike Lindell TV. Bubba's the cutest golden doodle you've ever seen, and he looks like he weighs 150 pounds. He looks like a lion, but he's probably about 70 pounds, and the rest of him is fur. But he is the most beautiful dog you've ever seen. That's my boy, Bubba. And he would make a great dog TV model. And we could sell the dog beds for Lindell TV. Starbucks. I just love reporting when liberals are hypocrites. Starbucks wants to halt mail-in ballots for unionization. Isn't that funny? They support mail-in ballots, support it for elections that elect Democrats through voter fraud, but they're against it when it involves unionization for Starbucks. They're pushing for vote by mail to be suspended, citing alleged irregularities. But they're a prominent advocate of vote by mail in political elections, including the upcoming 2022 midterms. Can you imagine? Starbucks is accusing National Labor Relations Board employees of secretly coordinating with union organizers in the Kansas City area, and it wants the agency to halt all mail-in votes nationwide till a full investigation has been conducted. But labor organizers immediately called the move an extension of a broader anti-union campaign. Isn't it funny? There's always an excuse why to be against mail-in ballots is it makes you a racist, makes you an anti-unionist, makes you anti-gay, makes you anti-lesbian, anti-trans, anti-black people, anti-Latinos, anti-people of color, anti-people who changed their vagina for a penis. Whatever it is, you're anti-everything if you simply are against mail-in ballots. Or you're for voter ID. You know, that's that old joke I always tell. What's the definition of a racist? Anyone winning an argument with a liberal. There's also a news story out there, Fox News, brand new, just came across my desk. Healthcare workers fired over the vaccine mandate in Illinois were awarded $10 million in settlement. Some plaintiffs will be eligible for $45,000 each if they were fired as a result of the vaccine mandate. This is for Illinois healthcare workers fired or otherwise impacted by their hospital's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. They're receiving a $10 million settlement. So, listen, when I watch TV late at night, and I'm not a 2 in the morning guy, but I'm certainly an 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock guy, and I watch TV, right? Because I've had a long day and I can't calm my mind down. So I'll watch some TV late at night. And when I watch TV late at night, I see lots and lots of lawyer ads, right? There's a million things they're suing for. A million things they're suing for. class action lawsuits, including some military base, Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. If you were on Camp Lejeune, if you lived there or trained there at any time in the 1990s or early 2000s, you were exposed to asbestos and you have cancer, call us now. Something like that. I don't really remember what it was. I don't know if it's asbestos or something else. I don't know if they said cancer or not. I'm just kind of exaggerating here and making it up off the top of my head. But I know it's Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. And they're looking for, you know, victims. Everyone's a victim. But what's ironic is all the same liberals and all the same lawyers and all the same deep state law firms that love to sue private industry, they're not lining up to represent vaccine victims. There are so many thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of vaccine victims. I want to go back to law school just so in 3 years I can get out and represent nothing but vaccine victims. There's vaccine victims everywhere. Every day I get letters from my fans who tell me how damaged they are because their boss made them get a vaccine, or how damaged their mother is, or their father is, or their children are, or their brother is, or their sister is, or someone at the water cooler is. Everybody knows somebody who got vaccinated and immediately had a heart attack, got cancer very quickly after vaccine, horrible form of cancer, stage 4, dead in 3 weeks. Dead in 2 weeks, dead in a week, in places no one ever gets them. I have one of my relatives got tongue cancer after being triple vaccinated. Tongue cancer, he's 27 years old. What 27-year-old gets tongue cancer? He's not a smoker, he's not a drinker, he had tongue cancer. Yeah, right. The vaccines are causing so many illnesses and deaths, and it's going to fill class action lawsuits for decades to come. Wait till 5 years from now or sooner. You're going to see nothing but late night commercials saying if you were vaccinated and you were forced to be vaccinated against your will at a corporation, we will represent you and sue that corporation for billions of dollars. If you were in the military and you were forced vaccinated, we'll sue the military for millions. If you worked in a hospital, we'll sue the hospital for millions. This is what's going to happen. It's going to devolve into massive, massive lawsuits. Two things I see happening. One, it's going to devolve into massive lawsuits. And two, it's going to devolve into a wrecker of the economy. Now, it'll be better for those of us who are unvaccinated. We're going to have all the riches in the entire economy. Sad to say, I don't want anybody to die. I've never wanted anybody to die. I don't even want liberals to die. I hope they live long, wonderful, fruitful lives. Because I am never, ever, ever against, you know, or for death for anybody, or against liberals who want them to die. I don't want anybody to die. But the reality is, the sad reality, a lot of people are going to die from this vaccine and the side effects of this vaccine. So it's going to be great for those who are unvaccinated, because all the job openings for us are going to be unbelievable. Every important job, somebody vaccinated is going to die or be disabled, and that job opening is going to be available for you and me. So the future is bright. It's so bright, I've got to wear shades for those who are unvaccinated. But here's the problem. There aren't going to be enough of us to go around. If you believe the government that like 70% or 65% of Americans have taken the vaccine, oh my God, is there going to be a shortage of employees? You think it's bad now? You think the pilot shortage is bad now? You think the delays at airports now? Wait until you see what happens 3 years from now. Because pilots are going to keep dying and quitting because they're disabled, or quitting because they won't take the vaccine. Because I believe there will be many more attempts to force vaccinate us. You haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg yet. So they're going to force vaccinate government employees and pilots, anyone who works for a big corporation. That's why I will never work for a big corporation. I work for myself, and I'm an independent contractor who puts his TV and radio shows out to networks, but I don't work for those networks. No one could ever force vaccinate me. You know what I say? Go F yourself. My body, my choice. See, that's where abortion's a joke. It isn't your body, your choice. You're carrying a human being, a life. It's actually not your body, your choice. Someone should start a union representing babies in women's bellies. It's not your choice. Wayne Root, president of the Aborted Babies Union. You can't... Yeah, the abortion teamsters. So it's not your body only to deal with. I feel bad for women because to some extent it is your body. But it's your body carrying another human being. But when it comes to the vaccine, that's the perfect place to say my body, my choice. You have no right to tell me to get anything in this world. I don't care. Listen, I've never been anti-smallpox vaccine, anti-polio vaccine. But I have a choice. You can't make me get them. But all those vaccines were successful. There are people out there that say smallpox is not that great, polio is not that great. There were some problems with the polio vaccine, and some people did get polio. But there were small outbreaks a long time ago for a limited amount of people. Terrible thing, but a limited amount of people. But nothing has ever come close to approaching the amount of side effects from the COVID vaccine. Never come close. Matter of fact, this just out, confidential Pfizer documents confirm 82% to 97% of COVID-vaccinated pregnant women lost their baby during the trial. Between 82 and 97%. Now, this is just out today, but I've known this and mentioned this on this show for months. As a matter of fact, Dr. Naomi Wolf is the one who wrote a long commentary about it, that this vaccine is killing babies and pregnant women left and right. And Pfizer knew about it because it was in the trials. Well, here it is. Now it's out again. Confidential Pfizer documents confirm 82% to 97% of COVID-vaccinated pregnant women sadly lost their baby during trial. Wow. But Pfizer falsely claimed there were no safety signals that emerged in the review of these cases of use in pregnancy. This is from a website called Second Smartest Guy in the World. I'll read it in depth overnight, but again, it's an opinion show. My opinion, allegedly, this is some bad, bad incriminating information, in my opinion, against Pfizer and company. We'll be right back. Wayne on the Root. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, Wayne on the Root, welcome back to the show. Hour one on USA Radio Network, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Hour two will be on Michael Lindell TV. Where do you find it? You find it at frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. And then it says Michael Lindell 1, Michael Lindell 2. Click on Michael Lindell 2. He's got two different networks. And Wayne Root is found on Michael Lindell 2 at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific every single day starting today from this point on. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained over 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and now almost 2 years later, I look and feel the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's so simple and easy. I'm doing a special promotion in honor of starting my new show on Lindell TV, and I only want you to see you in the best health of your life, in the best shape of your life, but your spouse or significant other too. So I'm going to pay, Wayne Root, I'm going to pay for your spouse or significant other to join the program with you. This deal is only for the first 25 people to enroll. So go now to energizedhealth.com. The first 25 people today, that's energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video and then call and join. Ask for the decisive action, 40% discount, and add your spouse or significant other for free. Just say, send Wayne the bill. That's right. I'll pay for your spouse or significant other to join you. Your favorite host is putting his money where his mouth is. That's how much I believe in this life-changing program. I want your spouse to experience it for free. And I'm paying the way. Go to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Or better yet, call direct, 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Energizedhealth.com. Say the magic words, war, and you get 40% off. And your spouse is not just free, but paid for by me. Put my money where my mouth is. So Obama and Clinton are finding ways around presidential records law while Trump's home gets raided by the FBI. There could be no greater example of our two-tiered justice system than what's occurred in recent days regarding former President Donald Trump.
Earlier in the week, Attorney General Merrick Garland, of course, we all know that, ordered 30 or so heavily armed FBI agents to raid Trump's amazing palatial Mar-a-Lago estate. I know it so well. I had my honeymoon there. God knows what they did when the video cameras were still rolling and they didn't know they were. They demanded that the staff shut off the videos, but it kept running, and Trump watched it on closed-circuit TV in New York, what was happening as they rummaged through his house. And I'm begging Trump to please release the videos and show America how FBI agents treated the former president's house. It's hilarious that this could have ever gone on, and it's sickening that this could ever go on. And it's serious, in addition to hilarious, because this is the death of America. This is the police state of America. And if he could do that to Trump, can you imagine what they will stop at nothing to do to you and me? That was the point of all this. If they'll do it to Trump, what could happen to us? So the larger story is the blatant double standard. Trump's being treated like a terrorist while legitimate law-breaking Democrats go unpunished. Democrats like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, are being allowed to blatantly violate federal record laws because the Washingtonian Club protects them while it punishes an outsider like Trump. Clinton lied about her personal email service and destroyed more than 33 emails after a congressional subpoena required her to maintain them, a significant number of which were highly classified. Who said it? Not Wayne Root, not Trump. The FBI! You know, the same FBI that exonerated her? Because they're all corrupt. They admitted she had classified emails in her home. She isn't even president. She was just Secretary of State. And not only wasn't she charged, she's never been in trouble, she's never had her home raided. And then there's Obama, according to Thomas Lipscomb, founding publisher of Times Books. The former president is dumping all over a federal records law that he signed. Trump says he's got 33 million pages of classified documents that are going into the Obama library. And I guess it's true. Lipscomb seems to agree it's true that Obama is stepping all over the law, and it's his own law. So far, President Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, several EPA officials have been named as offenders. It's just unbelievable. They could do whatever they want. Chris, if there's music on, I can't hear it at all. Zero. Zero. And if they can do it and get away with it, then Trump should be able to do it and get away with it. But Trump can't do it and get away with it. Trump is treated like a terrorist. Democrats are given the keys to the city and rolled out the red carpet. Disgusting. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Border Patrol agents have made roughly 1.82 million arrests at the southern border for the 2022 fiscal year that began in October. It's the second year under the Biden administration that arrests have hit a record. President Biden is set to sign a reconciliation bill on Tuesday. Congressional Democrats passed the bill last week, and it's a $1 billion smaller version of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. But Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady is disputing Democrats who are claiming the bill will reduce inflation.
It doesn't lower inflation. It doesn't lower budget deficits. Doesn't even lower global temperatures. In fact, inflation will go up more next year than global temperatures will go down to the next century.
USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Amio Life is the sponsor of the show. one of my favorite companies, Amio Life. Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day and their natural silver mouthwash several times a day and silver gel on my face every night before bedtime. And I suck on their silver lozenges. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And I went to them and said, you know, inflation is raging. Would you give my fans and listeners 30% off every product you've got to offset inflation? And they said, yes, because I believe inflation is somewhere between 25 and 30%. Certainly on all the products that we need it is. I'm a guy who eats, I eat like 9 to 12 eggs a day. Eggs are up almost 50% in the last year. It's insane. So the things you want, groceries and gasoline, your electric bill, your home heating oil bill this winter, there are that. Visit Amio Life and use the promo code ROOT30 to get 30% off. Give them a call at 800-422-8148, toll free, 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 and get 30% off. That's your Wayne Root gift to offset inflation. My guest is here, Ben Armstrong. Ben is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show. It's at thenewamerican.com, Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. And we are like brothers from another mother. We really think alike about things. I enjoy having him on. He's now become a regular guest and a regular friend of Wayne Allyn Root. Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to be on your show, as always. And, yeah, you're like a close friend, it feels like to me. Like we've known each other our whole lives. It's awesome.
You know what just came across my desk, and I wanted to share it with you because you and I have a great laugh about it. A new study is out, and it reveals that if you just administer testosterone to Democrat males, they become red state Republicans, roaring red state Republicans. So I think we should start with Mayor Pete. We should give him an injection of testosterone, and Mayor Pete overnight could become a straight white male Republican. I think it's possible. I don't know. I think that's a great thing. I'm not making a joke. It's not from the Babylon Bee. It is a real study, and it shows that men who have the most testosterone tend to be the most conservative, and men with the least testosterone tend to be big Democrats, big liberals. And I think that makes sense, because all the men I meet who are liberals are just little weaklings and little soy boys and little snowflakes. So I think it totally makes sense. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it does make sense, because liberalism is based on emotion and not logic. And so that's why women had to go towards liberalism.
Easy there, Ben. Easy. You're going to get us in trouble now.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying women have they
deal more in emotion than men, right? That's what you're trying to say. Yes.
So it's more.
But feminists would get very mad at that comment, I'm sure.
Well, I don't care. You know me. I'm like,
I've been married multiple times, so obviously I agree with you. I can't understand women. I don't try and understand women. Let's not say any more things about women.
The women I know are the conservative women. So,
well, my mother was strong, and my new wife Cindy are strong. So those are the only two I ever cared about. So there we go. And my two daughters are strong.
Don't forget that.
So again, the good looking women. All the good looking. Most of them are Republicans, except for in Hollywood. There are some good looking actresses and models in Hollywood who are dumb and Democrat. But in the real world, most good looking women are Republican, and most of the fat ones are feminist Democrats, no question about it. Steve Bannon and Bernie Kerik both are fearing an assassination attempt on President Trump could be coming soon. What do you say about that?
Yeah, I totally agree with them. And when you see an FBI do what it has done, and basically the Department of Justice is using the FBI as a Gestapo, I think they have vetted the FBI for years and years and years so that there is hardly any conservatives even left in the FBI, if there is at all. And the whistleblowers that you're hearing about in the FBI, I bet you those are Democrats who didn't sign up for communism. Is all that is. And so,
well, look,
like,
you know,
I didn't sign up for this.
Ben, you know what I've noticed, whether it's military, whether it's FBI, whether it's police, the people who are boots on the ground are all like you and me. They're big, raving, red Republicans. But the people who are in leadership, who have been placed in leadership by the deep state and the D.C. swamp and Obama and Biden and people like them, George Soros, the Chinese Communist Party, the leadership, most of the sheriff. You find me a sheriff's department, right? The leading sheriff, who's like the police chief. That guy is usually no good, deep state, D.C. swamp. But the people under him who are in the cars every day, you know, trying to make our lives safer, those guys are and gals are good. So it's always, you know, the head of the FBI is bad, the top management is bad, but I think that most of the agents are probably good. And that's the difference. It's the leadership is all being infected.
We're going to disagree here in the aspect that I think that's how it used to be. But I think, especially under Biden, I think they've been vetting. Like, if I was younger and was had the credentials to get in,
they wouldn't let you in.
They would see that I'm a Trump supporter. They would never let me in a million.
Well, that could be. Well, the new ones they recruit may all be bad, but I think there's still some that have been in for 20 years that are good.
But I don't know how long they've been doing it. But I look at it this way: if we have that, if all the FBI agents on the ground are conservative like us, a lot of them would be resigning.
Well, they want their pensions, Ben.
The SS.
Yeah, but they want their pensions. They may have to go another year or two or three, and they're trying to survive another 3 years. You know what I mean? That could be part of the problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying I'm disappointed in wimpiness. I'm the type of person that I would put it all on the line. When I look at what happened in Germany, and people always say, how do these people just go along with it? Well, I'm seeing that happening in America. If you look at Germany and say, how do these people just follow Hitler? Well, if you're staying in the FBI, you're doing exactly what the Germans did that stayed in the SS. And we don't hold those guys as innocent. We don't say the SS was innocent. We said you should have known and you should have gone and walked away. But you didn't.
Well, listen, I don't want to be in the position of defending the FBI, because I've hit them very hard over the weekend. I said I have a new acronym for them. FBI stands for fumbling, bumbling idiots. So I'm not a big fan of anything they do, but the average agent is out catching bad guys, and there's only a few that have been selected to go after Trump and to go after, you know, various people in the Trump world, the Trump universe, as it were. And so, you know, I don't think all the agents are bad. There's probably, what, 20,000 FBI agents or something like that? And there's probably, you know, they probably personally select the inner circle of 100 bad, evil FBI agents to listen to the orders of the Gestapo and go after Trump instead of bad guys. So I'm saying that's 100 agents and the management. It's not the other 19,900, I hope. I'm hoping against hope.
I have no idea, but what makes me have a little bit of doubt is like, the raid on Trump's home, wasn't that local FBI agents, and they used like 30 of them?
Yeah, but they must have handpicked the ones who go along with it. That's all. That's my only point. Because others may have said, you know, others may have said, Ben, I won't do it. So they picked the ones that would do it, or the ones they knew would never turn them down. Maybe they went to them in the first place. I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to pray that the whole FBI is no good.
You're right on that. I'm not seeing it, but I hope you're right.
I hope so too. Because I refuse to believe every IRS agent is bad. I think there are a lot of them that just follow orders and they're told, go after that conservative group. Go after that conservative group. And they're 19 years in and they got a pension and they don't want to say anything. And they figure, I'll just go audit them. If it comes up bad, then they were no good in the first place. If it comes up good, then I didn't hurt them. So, I mean, not every agent is bad, but the people giving them the orders are bad, saying, go after conservative groups, go after Wayne Root. Those people are bad. That's the management of the IRS. And who's giving them the orders? The Obamas, the Bidens, the George Soroses. You know, so it's the order givers, it's the management, and then it's a few select agents that are selected to carry out evil little raids on conservatives. But I don't know that it's everyone. I'm just hoping that not everyone could be that bad. You know why I think I'm right, Ben? Because I heard today that 14 FBI whistleblowers have come forward to the United States Congress, Jim Jordan and others like him, to report on how bad things are inside the leadership of the FBI. So there's agents out there that are really true blue American heroes, and they won't stand for this stuff, and they're sickened by it. But they don't want to lose their pensions and their salaries. I get it.
No, I understand, and you're probably right, and I might be a little off on this, but at the same time, the 14 that have come forward need to – it's still all in secret. It's still all, well, we'll get them when the Republican committee. If it's me, I'm holding a press conference if I'm one of those FBI agents.
Right.
So
But you lose your salary. Your job's gone. You lose your salary and your pension. That's not exactly a good thing.
I get it. But look, I'm not just talking the talk. I've had to walk this walk in my past with my last radio job and when they stole the election. And it was my dream job. So I've already walked this walk.
So you were fired for reporting on a stolen election? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I was the number one host in my entire market, and I thought that would protect me because I was number one, even beating the music stations as the political talk show host.
Very impressive.
And,
okay.
And what happened, a lot of things always come into it. My general manager died tragically in a drowning accident, sadly, who brought me in. So you have a management change, and then they just told me they were letting me go for no reason. They were saying, well, we just want to go in a new direction because they didn't have really a reason to fire me because I didn't do anything wrong, and I was number one. But clearly I was too conservative, saying too much stuff and complaining about the election being stolen. And so that's how I ended up at the New American.
Ben, I agree with you because I got to tell you, nobody who's number one in the market is ever fired. They don't go in a new direction from number one ever, 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 ever. So that was 100% related to, you know, you talking about a stolen election or vaccines and the dangers of vaccines. It was related to all those things. And I've been through all the exact same things and lost quite a few important jobs with a number one show as well and a number one column in the newspaper in Las Vegas. And they all were out to get me because of my views. So I agree with that. Hey, Ben, stand there. Hang in there through the break and we'll grab you on the other side. I want to do another segment with you. Ben Armstrong for the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root at rootforamerica.com.
Paid for by government.com.
Hi,
have you heard?
Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids, I love my roll-and-go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And, of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. discoveringjack.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, the War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne on the Roots. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And, of course, on weekends, I've got the video version that I call America's Top 10, which we're now turning into a national TV show that starts August 27th. On Real America's Voice Network, Channel 219 Dish TV, it's America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allen Root. So the video, which we've been doing for almost a year now, has now turned into a television show on the weekend. So that starts August 27th. We're back with Ben Armstrong of The Ben Armstrong Show. You can go listen to it at thenewamerican.com. He is fantastic. He gets the Wayne Root A-plus seal of approval, thenewamerican.com, Ben Armstrong. Ben, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Wayne. And I didn't want this to turn into about me, but I just wanted to conclude what we were talking about. It all turned out to be a blessing because now I'm a national figure, and God blessed me with The New American, so it's been fantastic. So I'm glad that you have me on. But and I know we drifted off of what you originally asked me, and that was the assassination of Trump. Will they go that far? And,
yeah,
and I want to address that.
Go ahead, address it, yeah.
Okay.
You're listening.
Well, yeah, I do think they'll go that far because of history. When you look at communist or tyrannical regimes and they overthrow a government, especially if they overthrow an election the way ours was overthrown, I try to say it. Picture Brazil. If Brazil had their elections overthrown, and then you're seeing – after they've stolen it from that political politician in Brazil is saying he's going to run again, and the entire masses are behind him, and then Brazil has their FBI equivalent go and raid his home and stuff, you'd be like, holy cow, they're coming after this guy. And what happens in an overthrown government if they can't stop that political person? The next step, world history is full of this, is assassination. And I don't want this to be true, but we do need to discuss it because they're going through all the steps of a tyrannical regime.
They are. And listen, don't make it like it's never happened before in America, and you only have to look to third world banana republics and tin foil, you know, dictatorships, because, or tin pot dictatorships, that's what they call them, tin pot dictators. But Ben, I got news for you. Don't you think JFK was probably a deep state assassination? I would say there had to be coordination with the deep state, with the CIA, with the D.C. swamp. Don't tell me that some guy acting on his own was able to assassinate John F. Kennedy. It just happened to be at the moment that John F. Kennedy had given a speech the day before attacking the Federal Reserve and attacking elements in our own government for hurting the people. Come on. That was a deep state assassination right there.
Well, he was connected with the CIA, so we know that. And I look, in this day and age, it's a lot easier to believe the conspiracy theories about JFK than it was 30 years ago. It's a lot easier to say, "Oh yeah," and that's a. But how long has our deep state been rogue? That's a question. What do you think? You have more wisdom on this probably than me. What do you think?
I think it's always been rogue. I think from the day the CIA was founded, from the day the FBI was founded, you had Herbert Hoover walking around in high heels and women's dresses. And did I say Herbert Hoover? That's the president. Probably one of the worst presidents we've ever had, if not the worst. But J. Edgar Hoover was wearing women's skirts and high heels and snooping on everyday Americans and trying to blackmail them. So I would say this deep state, you know, bad stuff and bad stuff has always gone on. We've just always been blind to it. You know, as a kid growing up, Ben, I was always pro-national defense. And if you were a defense contractor, oh, wow, you're a hero. There's a general, retired generals heading this defense contracting company. And they just landed a $500 million contract with the government. Good for them. Well, I don't think that way anymore. I think they're all in the military-industrial complex, and they're all out for money. They don't care about our country. So I think it's always been there. We just never noticed it.
Yeah, and I want to throw this out, and I know we discussed this off the air a while back, but the governors actually have power here, and I know they won't use this power, but if people want immediate action, we always wait till the next election, wait till the next election, and what's going to happen? So what? Even if we were to win, which I'm not even convinced with stolen elections we can, but even if we did, they'll just talk about it in the committee, and then you need the Department of Justice to crack down on the FBI, which is never going to happen in a million years. But governors have the power to kick the FBI right out of their state. I know the governors are too wimpy to do it, but they could do an executive order today. And if anyone says they can't, did you live through COVID-19? Did you not see them take your constitutional rights away? This isn't even taking, there is no constitutional right to the FBI. They're running like a Gestapo. Why would you as a governor allow them to oppress your citizens of your state? I would kick them out today. I would sign an executive order and say, if you have 1 hour to clear the premises, you're out of my state. You cannot function in my state. They do have this authority. They could do it tomorrow. Republicans pretend like they never have power. Republicans have power. They're called governors. They could do something, but they'll never do it.
They'll never do it, but it's a great idea. I understand. Great idea from Ben Armstrong. He is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Hey, listen, guys like me and Ben are trying to come up with creative ways to win back the country, to save the country, to keep the country from going under. Maybe you agree sometimes, maybe you disagree sometimes, maybe you say great idea, but it's never going to happen. But at least we're trying. We're not going down without a fight, Ben, right?
That's absolutely right. I threw it out there even though I don't think it's going to happen because there are solutions. We just don't. We're usually not willing to do it.
Ben, we're on the way out. The Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Wayne Allyn, Lindell TV coming up next. The Root's on fire.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.